One of the biggest and meanest of World Cup rivalries exists between Germany and England. As the host country this year, Germany can expect more than a few English fans to attend the tournament, which starts next month. Some of those fans bring with them a lingering dislike of the Germans, feelings amplified by the Second World War. Some years ago, that was made clear in an episode of the television program Fawlty Towers. It was called The Germans. In it, German visitors come to the hotel owned by Basil Fawlty, played by John Cleese.
Don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten now, and let's hear no more about it. So that's two egg mayonnaise, a prawn Goebbels, a Hermann Göring, and four colded salads. Wait a minute, I got a bit confused here. Sorry, I got a bit confused because everyone keeps mentioning the war. So could you... What's the matter?
It's all right.
Is there something wrong?
Will you stop talking about the war?
Me? You started it?
We did not start it.
Yes, you did. You invaded Poland.
Well, that was then. Now John Cleese has shown remorse. He sponsored several efforts to heal the rift between his country and Germany. There's an essay writing contest for children to express harmony between the two countries. He participated in a film for German TV. And most importantly, the former Monty Python cast member has written a song. We're not sure how much good it will do, but here it is.
Don't mention the war. I did, but I think I got away with it.
Don't mention the war. That's what football is for. In 1966, we were the winning team. We'd rather not discuss what happened in between. Don't mention the war. Just get out there and score.
A song by John Cleese, an effort to neutralize the ill feelings held by some of his countrymen toward the Germans. The English have a couple of more weeks to absorb the lesson before the World Cup begins in Germany.